The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, October 3, 2023. The Cuban delegation at the United Nations denounced the manipulation of terrorism to turn it into a political instrument against any country. Addressing the UN General Assembly on Monday, Cuban First Deputy Foreign Minister Gerardo Peñalver stated that these acts cannot be tolerated with impunity and called on the international community and the United Nations to reject them. Cuba has suffered for decades the consequences of terrorist actions, with a toll on the lives of 3,478 persons and 2,099 other citizens mutilated for life, the permanent representative said during the debate dedicated to measures to eliminate the scourge in the world. Peñalver denounced that 45 years after the mid-flight explosion of a Cubana de Aviación airplane off the coast of Barbados, which killed 73 people, Cubans are outraged that justice has still not been done for the victims of this terrible crime. The diplomat reminded the recent Molotov cocktail attack on Havana's embassy in Washington on September 24, the second such violent event on the diplomatic mission in 3 years. In April 2020, an individual opened fire with a rifle at the embassy's building, and 3 years later, the perpetrator is still awaiting trial, and the U.S. government refuses to describe it as an act of terrorism, he pointed out. Peñalver condemned another similar attack on the Cuban embassy in Paris in July 2021, which resulted in the brutal campaign of incitement to hatred, violence, and hostile acts unleashed with total impunity on social media and digital platforms from the territory of the United States. He stated that that practice of supporting subversive acts for a regime change violates the principles of the United Nations Charter and international law. At a meeting of the Council of Ministers headed by Miguel Díaz-Canel, First Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and President of the Republic, three draft bills were approved for presentation at the next ordinary session of the National Assembly of People's Power in December. The presidency reports on its website that the highest organ of government gave course to the draft public health law, as well as the policy for the approval of the special social security regime for the agricultural and forestry sector, and the draft decree law. And the draft decree law of the protected area system, the latter two to be approved also by the Council of State. Other documents related to the social and economic development of the nation, such as a proposal of actions to mitigate the current problems of rural areas in Cuba and the report on compliance with the housing policy. The approved actions aimed at creating a more favorable environment for the permanence of its inhabitants in rural areas, increasing indigenous food production for local self-sufficiency, as well as increasing income and improving people's living conditions. As part of the presentation of the report on compliance with the housing policy, detailed and critical information was presented regarding the delays in the implementation of this program. A workshop on UFOs and extraterrestrial life is being held in this capital this Tuesday, convened by the environmental section of the Economic Society of Friends of the Country, which includes three keynote speeches. Tuesday's program scheduled for this day's session includes the awarding ceremony and the recognition granted by the environmental section for this year. The Economic Society of Friends of the Country has, among its challenges, to further promote history, its actions in two centuries, and occupy a space in the transformation process that is taking place in Cuba and in the community world. Social activists from Crimea will develop joint projects in education and culture with universities and research centers in Cuba, according to the vice president of that peninsula, Irina Kiviko. The also head of the Crimean regional branch of the Russian Society of Friendship with Cuba added that interest in the Caribbean nation and solidarity with the struggle of the Cuban people against the U.S. blockade are gaining more and more followers in Crimea. Kiviko pointed out the increase in the number of publications and events of social importance and the holding of scientific lectures, readings, and exhibitions with archival documents and photographs. She noted that this year in Crimea, for the first time, the Russian-Cuban Friendship Alley was installed in the Artec Resort, and a meeting was held with the residents of that Black Sea town, who were told about the origins of the friendship between Cuba and Russia. The vice president also said that members of the board of directors of the Russian Orthodox Church laid flowers at the monument to Fidel Castro in Moscow, which was solemnly inaugurated last year by the presidents of Russia and Cuba, Vladimir Putin and Miguel Díaz-Canel, respectively. The Cuban resort city of Varadero will host the 19th World Underwater Photography Championship, an event sponsored by the World Confederation of Underwater Activities from October 8 to 15. The event, which for the first time arrives to the Caicos Peninsula, will include among its competitive days the celebration of the 5th World Underwater Video Championship, which will show the beauty of nature present in the Cuban seas. According to the website 3whit.cu, photographers and cameramen from Spain, Portugal, France, Italy, and Sweden, among other countries, will participate in the competition, which will be held in Cuba's main sun and beach tourist destination. Teams of 2 photographers and 2 cameramen, previously selected in the respective national championships, will compete. According to the official program of the World Cup, the teams will compete in 4 categories: macro, wide angle, model, and spectacular, and the snapshots will be evaluated by a jury in charge of selecting the first 2 places in each one of them. And in the international agenda, we have that the President of India, Draupadi Murmu, received the Vice President of the Dominican Republic, Raquel Peña, who began an official visit seeking to increase ties between the 2 countries. During the meeting in New Delhi, Murmu described the timing of Peña's visit to India as appropriate, since she said it takes place on the 25th anniversary of their diplomatic ties, which, in her words, are warm and friendly, anchored in the solid foundation of the shared values of democracy and a broad convergence of views on global issues. The president stressed that the Dominican Republic is India's 8th trading partner in Latin America and expressed confidence in the potential to further diversify that sphere. Meanwhile, Bolivia and Brazil are promoting integration in the energy sphere as part of their bilateral collaboration agenda, said the Minister of Hydrocarbons and Energy of Bolivia, Franklin Molina. The parties addressed investment in hydrocarbon exploration and fertilizer plants and electrical interconnection. The minister led a delegation including the Minister of Rural Development Lands, Remy Gonzalez, while the Brazilian delegation was headed by the Vice President and current Minister of Development, Industry, Commerce and Services, Geraldo Alckmin. Molina presented a portfolio of investment projects in hydrocarbon exploration and fertilizer plants, in addition to other interconnection projects linked to agreements that are being evaluated so as to provide electricity in border towns and provide services to depressed areas. a preliminary technical study of planning an electrical interconnection between the two countries was concluded in September 2022, and from which emerged projects considered beneficial for both parties. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.